It's always good to be with you, even on this hot summer day.
跟你们在一起是非常非常的安好, 就是在这么热的天气, 也是一样。
This morning I want to talk to you about two very important subjects that the Bible teaches us about.
今天我们要给你们交通两样, 重要的在圣经上的提到的事情。
I want to talk to you about who God is, as the Bible explains to us.
我跟你们, 讲到神到底是谁。
And to talk about prayer.
然后来讲到, 怎么样子祷告。
It is a privilege for us as believers to be able to talk to God in a regular basis.
这是我们, 意想不到的权利, 我们能够跟神 经常可以向他交谈。
And to know that He hears and understands us and answers our prayers.
而且知道他听见可以, 了解而且会回答我们的祷告。
This morning I am not teaching you something that's new, but something that is clear and old from the scriptures.
我今天不是来给你讲一个新的，但是是讲的很清楚的。 而且是在这个圣经上从前一直在提到的事情。
Let me say that God is not limited by time or space.
神是不会被这个时间空间所困住。
We will see that He's all-knowing and always present.
我们知道他是, 全知而且是全在的。
There are many other truths about God that's important for us to be able to understand as well.
而且神的性格还有其他的我们要来再探讨一下。
But let's talk about this God that we worship and that we love and means so much to us.
我们要谈到这个神是我们在敬奉的, 是我们知道我们这么的爱他的, 他也爱我们这位神。
One of the first truths that's very important for us brothers and sisters is to realize that God is seen in creation.
God is... 有一个最基本的情况就是说 从他创造的这个天地 我们就可以看出神来 看到神
The Bible tells us about His divine nature and His presence in creation
而且神让我们看到他神圣的这个性格 而且看见他给我们所有的这一切他所创造的事物
The Bible tells us that we can't even begin to imagine the power and the ability of God through creation.
我们可以从他这个, 即使从这个天地创造战, 我们还没有办法知道他是那么的去大能, 那么大的这个, 能力。
The Bible says to us that there is no limits and there's no bounds to the power of God's creation.
神的能力是没有界限, 是没有这个, 限制的。
As a matter of fact, the Bible says that God's greatness is broader than the earth.
这个神的伟大是比地球不知道要厚多少。
And it is wider than the sea.
它的宽是超过所有的海洋。
I don't know if you've ever spent much time thinking about the creation and the privilege that we have to live in what God has created.
我不知道弟兄姐妹，你们有没有看到这个我们的环境环绕我们的时候，到底这个世界有多大，有多广？
Recently, I was sitting in the backyard and just looking up into the sky and seeing the stars.
最近我在晚上看见，在我的后院子看见天空，我看见天空的星星。
I was trying to imagine how God put all of this in space.
我在这想说神怎么样子把这么大的这个所有的宇宙的星星放在天上。
Our finite minds are not able to comprehend the full blessing of God's creation.
在我们这么小小的头脑实在没有能够看出来的神是这么大的这个恩典给我们看见。
So one of the first things that I think is most important when we talk about God is to realize that there was no limit and no boundaries in His creation.
所以让我们，第一点我们看到神给我们看见他的创造的宇宙是没有界限，是没有一个限制。
Another important thing that we discover about God is we see that God is in Jesus' incarnation.
另外一个事情我们看到说神让耶稣道成肉身到我们人间来。
The word incarnation is rather interesting and not one that we talk about a great deal.
这个道成肉身实在是太奇妙了，我们真的没有办法述说很多。
The word incarnation simply means that God became flesh.
这个道成肉身就说神变成一个有血有肉的肉体到我们中间。
In the book of Genesis, the Bible talks about God being the Word.
这个在这个创世纪里面说，神就是那个话。
And the Bible tells us that the Word became human flesh.
那个话就变成人的有血有肉的体。
And His full glory is seen in the person of Jesus Christ.Who came to earth to save us from our sins.
他的全部的荣耀都是在耶稣基督身上可以看出来。
I love the verse found in Hebrews.
我喜欢在希伯来书那一节圣经。
It said Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
那里是这样说，耶稣基督是永远一样的，在过去、在今天和在。
Now let me see if I can illustrate that in a practical way.
让我来看给你们再解释用很实在的讲法。
Brothers and sisters, my question to you today: Do you know anybody that's the same yesterday, today, and forever?
我来问你一个问题：你晓不晓得？你知道哪一个人是今天是这样子，昨天也是这样子，将来也是那样子？
My wife and I just the other day celebrated our 58th wedding anniversary.
我跟我的妻子刚刚庆祝过我们五十八周年结婚纪念。
Now Martha knows quite a bit about me after 58 years.
我的妻子 Martha 这五十八年来大概知道了很多的事情。
She probably would say to you, I know sometimes what he's going to think, what he's going to say, and how he's going to behave.
而且他会告诉你，我常常知道，我晓得他怎么想，他怎么样子去行动出来，而且他将来会发生什么事情。
But she will also tell you one thing for sure.
而且他会告诉你另外一个事情，一定的。
He isn't the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
他的先生，昨天和今天，而且不会是同样的这位先生到永远。
Again, I ask you the question: Do you know anybody personally?That is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
你认得任何一个人，面对面的知道这个人是过去是这样子，现在是这样子，你晓得将来也是一定是那样子吗？
The only person that fits that definition is Jesus.
而唯有在世界上一个人能够满足这个定义的，就是耶稣基督。
And that's what the Bible tells us.
这是圣经告诉我们的。
The Bible also tells us that God is in the Holy Spirit in the way that He moves as well.
圣经又告诉我们说，神他是用他的灵在那里到处运行。
There are some that would like to put God and the Holy Spirit in a little box and make it all nice and comfortable.
有些人就把神和他的灵放在一个小盒子里面，他们一直在那一直运行。
But that is not possible.
这是好像跟事实不太可能。
The Bible tells us that we do not know where and how the Holy Spirit moves among us.
我们的圣经告诉我们，我们不知道圣灵是从哪里，或者是怎么样子运行的。
But there is absolutely no question that the Holy Spirit is moving and working in hearts and lives of people.
而且我们知道圣灵是在。到处在运行，而且在流动的，而且在我们每一个人的心里面都在那里运行。
Listen to what the Bible says about the Holy Spirit.
我们来听听圣经上讲到关于圣经的事。
He does wonders that cannot be understood.
他能够行奇妙的事，没有办法能够了解。
He does so many miracles they cannot be counted.
他能够行多少的神迹，我们数都数不过来。
And when he passes me,
当他经过我的时候,
I can't see him.
我看不见自己。
And when he goes by me,
当他
经
走过去的时候,
I don't recognize him.
我也认不得他。
But God is seen in the work of the Holy Spirit in our hearts and lives.
但是神是在经过圣灵的运行，在我们的心里，在我们的生命中间。
One more important truth that I want to tell you about God this morning.
另外一个真正的事实，我愿意告诉你今天。
God isn't limited by time or distance.
神是不会被时间和这个距离困住。
And as a result of that, I'm never alone.
所以我们从来不会是单独的一个人在。
Brothers and sisters, you read this morning a scripture passage that is probably one of the best passages in the Bible that I know that describes this.
说我们弟兄姐妹，你们今天念的圣经，诗篇139篇那个，真的是最最奇妙的一。
It simply says, "O Lord, you know everything about me."
简单的说就说啊，神啊。
You know when
I, 你知道我一切的事情。
You know when I sit or when I stand.
你知道我在哪里坐，你知道我哪里在站。
You know when I'm far away and you know when I'm close.
你知道我在远远的，也知道我在附近的。
And darkness and light are both alike to you.
而对这个黑暗和光亮都在你都是一样的。
God says, you can never be lost to my spirit.
而且神对我们说。在神的灵里面，我们不会完全失落了。
You are never alone.
你永远不会是那么单独一个人。
When you were a kid,
当你在小孩子的时候
，Did you ever play that game called hide and seek?
你有没有在玩捉迷藏的游戏
？I love to play hide and seek with my kids.
我愿意跟我那个小孩子在他们小的时候跟他们玩啊捉迷藏。
As a matter of fact, as I was thinking about this message, I remember when I was a kid playing hide and go seek.
而且我也想到，当我是一个小孩子，我在那里玩捉迷藏的时候。
I tried to hide from mom.
我想要躲避我的妈妈。
On one occasion, I remember throwing a snowball at a passing car.
我有一次，我愿意在这个路过一个汽车，我把一个雪球一个扔到汽车上去。
It happened to be a police car.
结果是警察的车子。
Amazing, the car stopped.
很奇妙的，那个车子停下来了。
And I ran.
然后我就跑。
And I tried to hide from that police officer that was coming looking for me.
我就要从警察的车子上躲开他。
But you know, there was a fresh snow in every footprint I had. He was able to follow exactly where I was.
他来找我就是跟到那个把一点点那个雪脚上的雪印子去找到我。
Brothers and sisters, let me say this even in the midst of the smile.
啊，让我在大家的笑脸中间告诉你。
You can never, never, never hide from God.
就是永远、永远、永远。不能够从神面前躲开他。
No matter how hard you try, no matter where you go, no matter what you say, God is there. He never leaves you alone.
不管你怎么样子讲他你不管你怎么样去试，这个神说他绝对不会让你单独存在。
Now I probably could end the message right there because we've talked about one of the most important things, who God is.
其实我现在可以说，我们今天的讲到的所有的，该讲的话已经讲完了，我就停在这里了。
That God is in creation.
神已经在他创造中，我们看到他。
That God is in the person of coming to earth, in Jesus Christ.
而且神是在道成肉身的耶稣基督身上，我们看见了。
God moves in the presence of the Holy Spirit.
而且神。一天到晚在运行，是由圣灵运行在我们中间。
And God never leaves us alone.
而且神永远不会把我们丢弃，让我们单独在一起。
Now let me talk to you about talking to this God that we've just described.
让我们再谈谈我们怎么样子跟这位神去有谈交谈。
When I pray,
当我祷告的时候。
I want to look backward at the cross.
我就会看看这个十字架在从前那个方向。
When I take time to think about what God has done for me, I can't help but look at what the cross means.
当我想到神为我们做了些什么时候，我不得不想到十字架。
When I suggest that we look back at the cross, here's what I'm simply saying to you today.
当在往回头看十字架的时候，我愿意有些话来交通。
The cross reminds me of how deeply God loves me.
那个十字架是告诉我们说，神的爱是有多深。
I cannot get away from that fact, and so when I come to God in prayer, I have to think of the cross.
所以我没有办法知道说神的爱从十字架上给我们看见，我们没有办法忘记十字架。
The cross reminds me of how costly evil and sin is.
而且十字架也告诉我们说，那个世界上的邪恶和我们的罪恶是那么那么。大的要出重价去给他买。
And the cross reminds me of how completely I'm forgiven.
而且十字架也告诉我们说，我们所有那些罪，我们所有那些邪恶，都完完全全的被神赦免。
So when I pray,
当我祷告的时候
，I am praying concerning what God has done in the past, the present.And the future.
我祷告神在我们生命中间，过去、现在。
Think right now of all of your sins from the past.
我们想到在我们一生中间所犯的那些过去的罪。
They've all been forgiven because of the cross.
那么多的罪，那么多的罪，在十字架上，他完全都赦免我们。
And brothers and sisters, I have good news for you this morning.
弟兄姐妹，现在我今天告诉你一个好的消息。
Jesus has already paid tomorrow's price for our sins as well.
而且耶稣基督已经把我们明天的罪通通已经通通付上了代价。
Isn't it good to know that when I come to God, that I'm a forgiven person?
所以是这么好的一个消息。让我们知道说，到神的面前，我们是完全是一个被赦免的人。
Because of what the cross means to me.
因为十字架的真意在我们身上。
When I bow my head in prayer.
当我们把低头，
one of the first things that comes to my mind.
第一个事情到我心里面
is the cross.
就是十字架。
Next, when I pray, I look upward to my Father's loving face.
那第二个就是我们要想往上看，是看见我们神天父的爱可爱的面容。
When I was when my children were growing up,
当我的孩子长大的时候
，I can remember on some occasions when it was time to discipline them, or that they were upset by something.
我想到说，有的时候我们要给他有一点教有一点教训的时候
，They would sit on my lap, and sometimes I would see big crocodile tears coming down their cheeks.
当我教训他完了以后，我们看到他的眼泪掉下来，就像那个就是鳄鱼的那个眼泪。
And even though they couldn't talk to me or put into words what they were feeling,
虽然他没有告诉我他们在心里面想什么
，Their eyes told me a great deal.
他的眼睛告诉我。
Their eyes told me, Dad, I love you.
他眼睛告诉我说
Dad, I'm sorry.
爸爸，我爱你。爸爸，我对不起。
Dad, forgive me.
爸爸，饶恕我。
Dad, help me.
爸爸，帮助我。
And so when I pray, I'm praying to my Father, my Heavenly Father.
所以当我祷告，我们向我们天上的父祷告的时候
I want to look into His face.
我就看到天上的父的面。
And I want Him to see with passion.
我们要让他看见我的。这个爱
How much I love him.
因为我是爱他有多深
So God wants my prayer to be personal.
所以神要我们对他自己是我们是个人个人的深交的关系
The Bible tells us that we call it Abba Father.
所以圣经告诉我们我们可以叫我们天上的父叫做阿爸父
That's somewhat of a baby term.
是实在是一个小小 baby 的话。
But it's really the personal way that God wants us to come to Him.
这就完全是叫我们跟神有更深的关系的一种。
We may not be comfortable today just praying and saying, God, our Father.
我们今天我说哦，神，我们的父。
But this is what He desires of us.
但是神愿意我们叫他阿爸。
Because He is our Father.
因为他是我们父亲。
And He wants us to say, Abba, Father, I love you.
所以他要我们说，阿爸父，我爱你。
He wants us to cry out passionately.
他要我们用深情的去高声的呼求。
He wants us to pray with feeling.
他要我们在祷告的时候把我们的感情在里面。
I don't know if, brothers and sisters, if you've come before God in that way, but it's a very powerful presence to be in God's at praying. Knowing it's with passion.
我们不知道弟兄姐妹有没有这个经验，在整个你的深情里面向神祷告。
God not only wants us to pray personally and passionately.
神不单单是让我们说是跟他单独的跟他有交通，而且是我们有深情的跟他交通。
But He wants us to pray in partnership.
而且他愿意我们跟他愿意是一个伙伴的交通。
God isn't looking for flowery words.
神不是在这看的是华美的词藻。
The best sentences that we can come up with.
这好像是最好的那个一句话。
God just wants us to talk to Him.
神是只要我们就是这样子面对面的跟他谈话。
And you know what the Bible tells me?
你知道圣经怎么告诉我？
That the Holy Spirit and Jesus puts into words what I can't really say, and that takes it to the Father.
圣灵把我们心中的感觉变成话语，然后圣灵把这些话语带到神的面前。
So when we pray, we look at the cross.
当我们祷告的时候，我们就看向上，看到神的十字架。
We look upward to the loving face of our Heavenly Father.
我们看到世界上看那个神那个可爱的面。
And we look inwardly.
我们也看到向上看，我们要向内看。
To Jesus who's living inside of us.
看我们的耶稣在我们心里面。
The Bible tells us that when you have communion, oftentimes it's suggested to you to examine your life.
当我们领圣餐的时候，不要忘记圣经告诉我们说，我们要自己省察自己。
That's suggested simply because Jesus is living in us.
这里告诉我们说，因为耶稣基督是住在我们的心里了。
And are we pleasing Him?
我们有没有那么去讨他的欢心呢？
So when we pray,
当我们祷告的时候，
our question ought to be, examine my life.
我们的问题就问我们说，我们有没有自己省察。
Thank you, Father, for living inside of me in the person of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit.
我们说谢谢父神，你住在我们的心里面。
And God,
help
me to grow in your grace and your knowledge.
帮助我们长进在你的知识上，在我们的心灵上。
Help me to bear the fruit of love and joy and peace and long suffering and patience.
然后我们要把圣灵的果子活出来，就是
May my life be filled with the Holy Spirit and the fruit of the Spirit.
然后把我们的心里面，我们的心里面充满了圣父的灵。
So this morning I've suggested to you already that we look at the cross.
所以今天我建议你，我们要看。
We look at the loving face of Jesus.
我们看这个耶稣基督的面。
We look inside to see what God's doing inside our lives.
我们也看我们里面的耶稣，知道说神在我们的心里做什么工。
And when we pray, we're to look around and ask the Holy Spirit to use us.
当我们祷告的时候，我们要求圣灵怎么样子为他使用。
I don't know how many of you who are in the room will remember this, but several years ago A number of you took pictures for the church directory of First Baptist Church.
我不知道在我们中间有哪几位弟兄姐妹在多年以前教会里面啊，为我们所有这个教会的弟兄姐妹照的啊相片。
I have one of those directories, and I have taken the pages where your pictures are, and I have drawn big circles around them.
而且我在我看到那个时候，我也看到你们中间有很多人的相片也在上面。
And I want you to know that oftentimes I open that up, and I pray for each of you that has a picture that has a circle drawn around it.
常常我在这看出来，我打开来，我们看着相片，为每一个脸孔的人物弟兄姐妹祷告。
My prayer has simply been this: God, use each one.
简单，神啊，你使用每一位在这里相片。
God, use me to be an influence in their lives.
神啊，求主也用我们的 Pastor J 去引导我们。
May they know that I'm praying for them.
然后我求主也听他为我们的祷告。
What a privilege it is to talk to God.
所以这个我们能够跟神直接对话，实在是一个意想不到那么大的权利。
And even though I don't know all of your needs or those things that you're facing, to be able to bring you to the Heavenly Father and say, use them.
我虽然不知道你们需要什么，你们有什么困难，把这些东西都带到神的面前去。
A few weeks ago, the brother talked about you praying as a group of people here for one another.
前几个礼拜，弟兄姐妹跟他讲说，我们在这里常常在那祷告，为我们所有的弟兄姐妹一起。
And might you continue to do that as you pray? Just simply pray. I don't know the need, but use their life.To be a blessing for you.
所以我们希望弟兄姐妹在这里，我们常常在这个 Pastor 接待跟我们在一起的剩下的时间，我们就有一些弟兄姐妹一起在这里祷告。
So the last thing I share with you this morning about prayer is simply this.
然后最后一个我今天跟各位弟兄姐妹要交通的是
，When I pray，
当我祷告
，I look forward to the。Future in faith.
我是往将来的事情，在我们将来的信心里面为我们祷告。
When I pray, I'm thinking and praying about being in the presence of God.
当我在那个祷告的时候，想到说我哪一天在神的面前的时候。
And knowing that someday I will share all of His glory.
而且在那个时候，我可以当面能够跟他享受他的荣耀。
I will be like him.
我会像他一样。
I'll have no hang-ups.
我没有什么东西在这欠你。
I will just share all of his glory.
我就是在那个时候就完全完全跟他分享他的荣耀。
And so when I pray, I want my heart to be ready to enter into his presence.
然后上。想到我有一天会在他的面前跟他在一起。
This last Friday, I was part of a funeral that was held here at this church.
这个上个礼拜五在这里教会里面有一个追思礼拜。
A young man, 60 years of age.
一个年轻人60岁。
Was on his way to the doctor to see about a future surgery on his knee.
而且他到去看医生是说在他的膝盖上去看看要什么动一点手术。
As he opened the door to walk in the doctor's office, he fell over dead.
当他走到他的那个医生馆的时候，一开门他一跌跤就被神接去了。
Let me just tell you this point about God.
然后告诉你。
God knew what was going on.
神知道这一切要发生。
God saw what was taking place.
神已经看见一切这些发生。
And in that last moment when he took his last breath,
当他在一开门，他吸他最后一口气的时候
，God was welcoming him home.
神在那个时候就伸出双手迎接他去了。
Brothers and sisters, that's the good news for us. We have a hope.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个好的消息，我们有希望。
and we have a future.
我们也有我们的将来。
We have a God who never leaves us alone.
我们有一个神是从来不会放我们单独的在。
And we have a God who wants to hear from us.
我们有一个神是那么希望我们跟他讲。
May these words be a blessing and a challenge to you in the days that are ahead.
这些话是带来给你们祝福，也带来为我们挑战，在往后的日子。阿门。